think it's two changes, correct, Ms. Dee? One change is workman's comp came in considerably higher than what our liability came. We waited for liability, and it's last minute. It's almost like waiting for the county for taxes. Workman's comp came in, and what do they call that score?
Our EMOD.
Our EMOD. Our EMOD, it just is what it is. It came in higher, and so we had to adjust that in the final budget, as well as $2,500, which is a second bank fee for our bond that we had not anticipated, that Misty confirmed, and we have that in the amended budget as well as in the final budget for next year, that we augmented that. With that, there's been no other changes to the final budget.
The tax rate had that look on our end.
Yeah, and that's fine. We'll talk about it in policy. So this year, you were right. It stayed pretty even. Me and Misty and everybody else in finance was on that meeting with the county, and valuations went like this, and then they went like this. We are, I don't know what you, Gary, is it 2,000ths of a point or whatever? We're up to from 3.6 to 3.8.
That's a big question.
So that means that our valuation went down just a hair, our rate got pushed down just, or got, our rate got put, went up, so our valuation
went down.
But when you look at growth, which I'm getting sidetracked here, but growth in the district was $220 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't ask me how, but the valuation of the district
half of it's the apartments in Clearfield.
Yeah. Well, almost all of it is.
Well, that and personal property tax stayed about the same, and fee in lieu is up, and that's hard to walk. I mean, we just balance.
Yeah.
But like I'll just say that we're recommending to the board this year of accepting the rate, the certified rate, but with the projections. So if the board remembers when we've been going through this budget process, we've been projecting from past or whatever, and we were projecting that our valuations were going to be about that and that our rate was going to stay about that. So it did. It changed a little bit, but not much. So
good.
Does that help?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
Other than that, the final budget hasn't been changed from the that's the only changes from the tentative to the final from last month, and even the prior month. So any questions on the final budget? I could delve into it line item by line item, but we've had
better.
I think just question specific at this point.
No.
Okay.
Okay, just final call for Nancy or for Mayor Madsen. Any final concerns on FY24? I saw Nancy shake her head no. So. Okay, any concern about just moving straight into our regular policy? We're actually ahead of schedule.
Well, you do have, I noticed the public hearing.
6:30
is there a specific time for the public hearing itself? I mean, that's the only thing I'm looking at.
It says or.
I mean, because, it says like 6:30 or we can roll in.
We should be fine. You know what, actually, I think I posted it for the public hearing at 6, just in case, because you can start, with our work session.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so we're good? Okay, any concern about just moving forward?
No.
Okay, we'll go ahead and just jump right into it then. So we're officially getting going. Misty, do you remind me who we had keyed up to do the opening ceremony today?
I'm going to be honest, it's been a week and I didn't get that call.
Is there anybody who would like to take that opportunity to lead us in the pledge and share an inspirational thought of your choosing?
I'd be happy to have a prayer or something if you want to.
Thank you.
That.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you would take both of those items. That'd be great.
You want me to do both?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So we're doing the prayer and then the
pledge.
Okay. Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful to gather here this evening as members of the board and residents of the Fire District, we're thankful for the blessings that allow us to have this good organization and the people in it. We're thankful for all of the expertise and desire that they have to serve and to make our community better. We ask a blessing on each of our firefighters to be safe, and bless their families to feel that and to be safe as well. And we ask a blessing on us this evening to be able to do things well and right and have Thy Spirit with us, and to bless our communities with the things that they need. And we do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next thing we have is citizen comment. We love having visitors here. Anything that you guys would like to take a moment? You have that opportunity. Okay. Well, we appreciate you guys being here. We'll go ahead and move on then. Next item then is item number 5. Consider the approval of the minutes from the May 18th Board of Trustees meeting.
Move to approve the minutes as submitted.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Mayor Shepherd and a second from Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? Okay, next item then is the consideration of the approval of the bills for May. Any comments from, or questions from the board, or any comments on any of them from administration? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll move to approve bills from May.
Okay, we have a motion from Gary and a second from Annette. All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? Okay, next item is the financial report.
Yeah, just a couple updates. Ambulance revenue, staff and myself have been following First Professional. We've had some extended meetings this week. We're on target. We're collecting more per call, but it's still money in the pipeline that's starting to come out. The good news is, I believe I told the board last month there was a hang-up with Medicaid statewide. That seems to be all pretty much fixed, isn't it, Misty? Darren?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Medicaid money is starting to flow back in. So we're on target there. Property taxes, as you can see, 150% and still moving forward. And impact fees were looking good. And then I only had highlighted here the shortfalls that we were looking at with the budget amendment. So we've already reviewed those. So that's all I have.
Okay. Any questions about the financials?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, a motion from Gary and a second from Mayor Vincent. All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed?
Aye.
Mayor Mattson, I didn't hear your vote on that.
He's muted.
Voted aye.
Okay, thank you. I couldn't hear it. Just want to make sure that we... So I heard Nancy's. Thank you, Mayor. Okay, and that passes then. Next item then is what we're all here for, the actual resolution 2023-06, which would amend North Davis Fire District 2023 budget, and then of course the actual budget next. So we'll go ahead and open the public hearing for that. Thank you. Is there anyone who would like to speak to the proposed budget amendment to the FY23 budget that we are closing out? And you haven't received any comment?
No, I have not.
Seeing no public comment, I move we close the public hearing.
A motion from Mayor Shepherd and a second from Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? Okay, and then a call to action on this item.
Okay.
Someone would like to do so.
Move to approve resolution 2023-06, amending the North Davis Fire District FY23 budget.
Second. Nancy.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion from Vern and a second from Nancy. Roll call vote on this one. Vern?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Mayor Madsen? We'll return to that. Gary?
Yes.
Mayor?
Aye.
Other mayor? Annette? Yes. Okay. And that path, that's enough to carry the vote, and we'll record Mayor Madsen's vote as soon as we can hear that come through. Next item then is the consideration, or the public hearing for the consideration of resolution 2023-R-07, which would adopt the property tax rate for the district for FY23-24. And we'll go ahead and declare the public hearing open for that. Thank you. Is there anyone who would like to speak to the proposed tax rate, which the North Davis Fire District would accept?
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion from Vern and a second from Annette. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. And any opposed? Okay. And a motion to that item.
I would move that we adopt and approve resolution 2023-R07, adopting the property tax rate for the fire district.
Would you put the actual repeat if you'll state the number?
Sure.
Okay, on this right here, it has been excluded in the packet. That has not been dropped in. Would you mind just, I mean, if you'll just tell us what it is?
Oh, I'm sorry. 0.001238.
Okay. Okay, so we have a motion put forward from Mayor Shepherd to accept the property tax rate as stated by Misty, and the second from that was from whom?
Second.
From Annette. Thank you. Mayor Shepherd.
Aye.
Nancy, or sorry, Annette.
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Mayor Madsen?
Yes.
Mayor Vincent?
Yes.
Vern?
Aye.
Gary?
Yes.
Okay, did I get everybody? Yeah, I think I got everybody. Okay, thank you. That rate has been approved and adopted then. And then, next item then is a public hearing to consider resolution 2023-R-08, which would adopt the budget for the North Davis Fire District for FY23-24. I need the knuckle one more time. Thank you. And is there anyone who would like to speak to items specifically listed in the budget for fiscal 23-24? Pardon?
Is that a motion to go into the public hearing?
Yes.
Yes.
The knock.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, to go into that.
Oh, okay.
It was his gavel.
It was a weak knock.
It was his gavel.
That was my gavel.
Sorry if that procedurally is a little. Okay.
Sure. Seeing no comment, I'll move to close the public hearing.
I'll second it.
Okay. So we have a motion from Annette and a second from Mayor Vincent to close the public hearing related to the budget. All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. And again, final request or final opportunity to make any comments. If not, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the budget.
I'll make the motion to adopt the budget.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion from Mayor Madsen and a second from Mayor Shepherd. Mayor Madsen?
Aye.
Mayor Shepherd?
Aye.
Mayor Vincent?
Aye.
Annette?
Aye.
Gary?
Yes.
And Vern?
Aye. Okay.
Thank you. That passes unanimously.
I say yes too.
Sorry, Nancy. I'm sorry. I'm good. I got close to getting ready. Thank you, Nancy. Okay. I feel like I'm missing one more person still. There we go. Thank you. My appreciation to everyone. That has been a lengthy process. Appreciate having Child Richards here. Thank you, Mariah, and to everyone. That's been. It's good to get that wrapped up, and we'll spend wisely. It'll be great. Thank you for your help and participation with that. Next item then is the discussion and consideration of resolution 2023-R-09, which would adopt the North Davis Fire District wage study for the coming fiscal year.
It's the same study that we officially rolled out 3 or 4 months ago. Nothing's changed except for Misty's faxed it out to multiple agencies.
So we'll see how long it stands.
They're doing the same thing, other than feel really comfortable with our numbers. Very, very comfortable when we did the study, as the board is aware of. So.
Okay. Any comments or final concerns on the adoption of the wage study? I know it feels kind of moot at this point where we just adopted the budget, but. Okay. Hearing no request to comment or questions, someone would like to motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2023-09, the adoption of North Davis Fire District wage study for fiscal year 24.
Second. Thank you. We have a motion from Mayor Vincent and a second from Annette. All in favor? Oh, aye. Sorry. It's a resolution. Sorry, roll call vote. My apologies. Mayor Vincent?
Yes.
Annette?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Mayor Madsen?
Yes.
Thank you. Gary?
Yes.
Vern?
Aye.
Okay. And Ayrshire?
Aye.
There we go. Gosh, that was close. Okay, that passes unanimously. And item number 12 is the discussion consideration of resolution 2023-R-10, which would adopt the International Fire Code as adopted and amended by the state of Utah.
Chief.
Is that Chief Williams? Is that to you?
Sure.
Anything you want to say on that? I know we've discussed it.
No, nothing's changed. That includes the appendices and then also the state R codes that come in. But that's typical, comes from the state. So really, it's just the fire code. So nothing's changed on that.
I believe that your cities have adopted the building and the residential and the
mechanical codes and stuff. So.
Kind of silly, you know, like, well, you not adopted.
Well,
they refused to follow international.
There are some cities who determine they don't want to follow certain dependencies because it prohibits certain things from happening, but I didn't see a reason why we wanted to adopt any dependencies that works in our favor, so that's why I didn't bring those up. So,
out of curiosity, is there any implications as far as insurance rates or things like that, like if you choose not to?
Not that I've ever been aware of, no. No.
I think the one thing that, to clarify too, which we've never had this problem in the district, because every city has, like Sunset City doesn't allow open burning, or just, I mean, there's all these different, I believe West Point City, their cul-de-sacs are 600 feet, and Clearfield's 500. That's city ordinance. We work with that, those stipulations or whatever, but for the most part, the cities and the city's code enforcement is on the same page as we are, so, you know.
Okay. Hey, if anyone would like to move to approve that resolution as drafted.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Gary and a second from Kern. Gary?
Yes.
Kern?
Aye.
Mayor Shepherd?
Aye.
Mayor Vincent?
Aye.
Annette?
Yes.
Mayor Madsen?
Yes.
And Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you. That is unanimous and passes as well. To the Chief's report.
I don't really have a lot just because we had so much on the agenda. I think I'll be covering some of what I have in my presentation, but I'm going to give Theron his cover of code enforcement.
Or do you want me to do something, guys, to know if we're going to cross?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. If we cross mesh things, we'll just have to pivot. Because we didn't have a good chance to talk to you. It's been a busy day. Just, I want to give an update on truck 42. Down there getting repaired. We first started getting the ladder inspected to make sure that it's certified. So that's been done. It's sent down now to Sins Martin. Everything was going great. All the repairs. We ran into a hiccup, which it was somewhat a potential they knew when they opened it up. These were things that they thought would be wrong, which it's what they thought it was. But got an email today that as the head gasket that had to get repaired because of the leak, they found, he called it a rocker,
a
piston rocker that was really worn and needs to be replaced. That's an additional, I guess right now, parts $1,000 to $1,500. So not terrible, but it's an additional cost. But again, if you don't replace that, it's inside the motor.
Yeah.
We have to do it. And then another thing they found while they were in there that's slowing the process somewhat down, they found two seized fuel injectors. And then trying to get those off, they busted the bolt. So it's delaying it, but not a huge cost. I mean, you can't sit in anticipating, were we right on the $25,000? So it's an additional expense, but so far, so good. We're hoping to get it back by the 4th of July. It sounds like it's going to happen unless something else happens or a part can't come in. But everything is going as planned with the truck. So he'll answer truck 41. I'll let you answer that.
Well, I can just tag along to that. Today, truck 41 sold to Evans County, Georgia, which is southern Georgia. It's not by Atlanta, for $35,000.
Okay. And you're going to drive it there?
No.
Actually, the fire, not included.
The fire chief's name is Chief Croft. And I said, it's governored at 60, have fun if you get, they're going to put it on a low boy.
Okay. It's miserable to drive them.
I think the chief is going to fly out, and, but there, it is kind of nice. It's a small fire district, and you know, back east, they're volunteer all over the place. And it actually makes me feel good. It's going to a place that's going to use it, and they need it, and so it's a great thing. So, too bad it almost offsets just the repairs on our truck 42, but. Still.
Okay,
go ahead.
Just want to briefly bring up the fireworks and parades. We're fully ready for the fireworks and the parade this year. We've got it all planned. Just want to give a great thanks to Chief Howley and Humber for the staffing. It's always tough to manage it. We've also kind of did a little bit different things to help our families. Misty had a great idea where the families could come in. And we're going to give them wrist bracelets so the kids could come in and their spouse, and they can come enjoy the festivities with their families. And we're going to provide them pizza and some drinks. So it's a great night. They get to work, spend time with their families, and so we're prepping for that. Other than that, we're ready to go. So we had a meeting today with Clearfield City for Clearfield and West Point the same. We're all ready to go. One thing we did to kind of help with our response is we ordered flags, the feather flags that you see on marathons and different events. One thing we identified last year was a real challenge to respond to an incident where you've got thousands of people and they would say, well, it's the white male wearing a white shirt and a cap, and they're on the east side. So it was really challenging with the noise going on. So during that, we identified that we need to have some type of a marker. So we went ahead and bought 6 flags of those. So 3 will go to Clearfield Fireworks, and we'll create zones, and we'll work with police officers as well. So it'll help on the police and the fire side to make a quicker response for whatever it is. If there's a lost child, hey, can you see flag number 1? Go to that flag, and we'll send personnel there. So we've got those, and they're here, and I think it'll be add to this response that we have. We've worked really hard to create an incident action plan. I almost use an acronym. And we'll, if something really bad happens, I think we are prepared for that, to make what's called a unified command, meaning police and fire mesh at a scene. But I think we're as ready as we can be. So hopefully everything goes well. The conditions right now are phenomenal. We'll see what happens in the next 2 weeks, but right now they're in our favor for sure. So as we get those fireworks, especially out in West Point, and the potential dangers out here to the farmers, but so far so good. So just really happy with and pleased with the work that behind the scenes that Chief Halley and Youngberg and Captain King, they've done a really good job. Next off, with the adoption of the wage study and the budget, we're prepping to hire 3 more firefighters. We will have a test. We've kind of extended the time to try to find the best firefighters we can. But we plan on doing a full-time new hire test August 10th. At that point, with the deputy firefighter position, that will come next. That's a little bit lengthier process I have to do. But we have a lot of testing processes coming up. So we'll do a deputy fire marshal. I haven't got a date yet. And then we'll move into doing what's called an ADO, our apparatus drivers, and a captain's test in the fall. Potentially if someone retires, or we also use that for acting drivers and acting captains. So a lot of things coming up here in the summer and fall. I just like to bring this up. Last week we had a mental illness presentation by First Responders First. I know not everybody can make it, but I'm just really pleased with what happened that night. Annette and maybe Vern, if you want to share what your thoughts were. I know my wife has a lot better understanding in the last 20 years. I wish I could have had it earlier. But I really thought it was very beneficial. We need to do it again, and I hope maybe you could come out on the next one. But do you mind just speaking to it, a little bit of what your thoughts were, and share your thoughts?
I thought it was fabulous, and what you just said, that's kind of what it struck my an arrow to my heart, because my first marriage, I was married to someone who wasn't a firefighter, but in emergency services, and that information would have helped us for sure, 100%. So it makes me very happy to know that that's offered that they're doing that, and it was amazing and impactful for anyone in any stressful job. But so much for what you all do, and I'm more connected emotionally, like just feeling compassion and empathy for what our firefighters do for us. So I felt it was fantastic, and if it can save relationships and encourage them to reach out and go get their, you know, help when they need it and when they're feeling struggling with things, I felt like it was very fantastic. You probably felt the same way.
Yeah, super enlightening for me to understand what you individuals go through as well as your families. Insightful, like it, you know, just watching the spouses there in the room and realizing how much that was helping them too. So, and it helps just working in the community. Any kind of first responder, although this is specific to fire, but police or anyone that is in that kind of high intensity situation to help understand what families go through is very, very, it was very helpful to me. I'm glad I was there. My wife attended, and she's involved in many things dealing with social emotional learning and mental health, and it's insightful too, as she deals a lot with children, that concept of what it's like to have a father or a mother that deals with that too. So it really helps also with understanding youth and the situations they face. It was something that I'll remember always.
Good. Well, thank you. And I just, you know, we had a pretty, and it seems like weekly we have a pretty horrific extreme call week by week, and last week was no exception, where a resident at West Point, a young man on a scooter was hit and flown from here. But I just, a shout out to our firefighters. You know, we get a lot of feedback from doctors, AirMed. Was it AirMed? She found me. Who was it?
Yeah, it was AirMed.
Yeah. You know, they don't always hear it, but those are the circumstances where critical thinking and decision making saves lives, and we heard nothing but phenomenal. So just a shout out. I know they're here today. A shift is to respond to the call. It's when we had actually 5 medics on scene. Was that what we had?
Yeah, the stars aligned.
But the scene manager of that, and you had a young person who created the accident. So you have a lot of different things going on, but again, it just speaks volumes of the people and men and women here we have, and they did nothing but exceptional work. The leadership, handling the call, managing this hard situation. So, again, I just like to say thank you to them, and that's why we're all here, is for the individuals behind us. So,
Chief, one thing that came to mind there that really stuck with me is those that were willing to go to counseling, where they would go to a traditional counselor who was overwhelmed with the...
Yes, but, good point.
You know, I thought, so they quickly realize, and a typical counselor cannot emotionally cope with the kinds of things that they do.
And to speak to that, that's a good point. That's why we made the switch. We felt like, you know, having been involved in calls like that, and I think I told you...
We talked about that.
Yeah, I had a really bad one, and in fact, one of the individuals in the critical incident stress debriefing, he ended up committing suicide. I don't want to give his name, because he couldn't handle with what he saw and dealt with, and he felt responsible. And as we go into this meeting, I couldn't open up. Like, I got a lady with a degree who's 21 years old. It's nothing against her, but she couldn't relate. You can't open that can up. But now I think what we've done here is we're normalizing it. And what he explained was how the brain works as a first responder, and that's the first time I've heard it. This is why you have anger at home or rage sometimes, is because you're trying to fight the stress. And it's a long story, but I think it was a really wise decision that we made that switch, and it's already having a lot of benefit. So, and this is just one start. So we're just, I mean, really, we're into it, not even a year, and we're seeing, making huge strides, normalizing our brain sometimes of why we do the things we do and act and behave the way we do. And the spouses, that's where, to me, it's huge for the family. So I didn't mean to make this a long story, but we appreciate the support. We know you support it, and it's making a huge difference in the lives of our firefighters. So lastly, just, I know I sent the email for the uniforms. It's been a little bit slower process than I'd like it to be, but it's just, it is what it is. We hope that you'll find pride, and maybe, I know the 4th of July shirts are a little bit delayed, if you get the orders in, if you want to wear them that day, but there's also some socks that could come, the baseball uniform, I've got that on the works. Just takes time, but thank you for the support, and I think it's going to work well. Now the citizens can buy them. I'm glad we have that. I think it shows a lot of pride in who we are as firefighters. So I hope to see one of you wear one of our shirts. It'd be awesome. So,
seeing the hats back there.
Yep. And then, so that's all I have for that. I just quickly, our fire marshal's report, I think it's always good to touch on. The Lois Anthem in Clearfield, they're starting to final. Those are huge, huge buildings. The one where I was probably up to 18 to 20 inspections at the time. They're going to final just one of the buildings, and they're actually doing another addition. So just a really huge project. Next week I'll be filing one of those buildings. Living spaces, they did a soft opening yesterday. We had a big hiccup. I had to call JJ. We had a water issue.
Yeah.
So working through that, I verified that the life safety was in place, the sprinkler system would potentially put out a fire. These are where it gets a little gray. Do I allow them? Because all life, typically a fire marshal has to have all life safety in play, meaning the sprinkler, alarms, all those things that makes it safe for someone to go inside the building. How to give a little bit of latitude, knowing that the Clearfield City was working through the, we found that one of the valves had been turned off to the fire, it has a fire pump. The fire pump's in place because they don't have enough water pressure. That's very common. And so, but we worked through it. I just got confirmation at about 4:30 today that they figured they got enough water. It's tested, it's certified, they're good to go. And so, great store. If you haven't been up there, it's great job for bringing them in. That's an amazing store. So it's going to give RC really a run for their money. It's awesome. So, yeah. So, that's great. So other than that, it's the typical day-to-day. New businesses come in. We had a challenge today with the business. But catch me on the side, I can tell you about them. But other than that, it's crazy busy right now. Doing all the family daycares, new businesses coming in, so.
Fireworks.
And then the fireworks, all the inspections we got to do. So yeah, it's hard to explain the day-to-day stuff, like your job, like you can't really put into words. But the fire marshal stuff is extremely busy, which is good. And then the open burn closed, and just so your students know, the agriculture still goes. There's no, they don't, unless the conditions really get bad, we can put, the fire warden and the county can put a stop to any ag burn like we did last year. And some of the residents in West Point don't like that. We sometimes run into problems, but if we educate them, explain it, if they understand, they're typically fine. So, but the conditions, again, right now, it's been great this year. So other than that, if you have any questions to anything I've spoken to or the fire marshal stuff, I'm happy to take any questions, but that's all I have.
Any final thing from you, Chief? You good?
Yep.
Okay. Member city updates. What about Clearfield?
Clearfield Station, phase one infrastructure is complete. Roads are paved. It looks awesome out there. Phase two is about ready to get going. And now we just need the price of money to come down so they can start building.
Yep.
And, we'll leave it at that. That's a nice update from us.
It's a big one. Mayor Vincent, West Point.
We are in the midst of redoing a general plan. So we've got surveys out. We put surveys out to all of our residents and anybody that would come through West Point on that. So we're right in the midst of evaluating what those surveys are and what the results with them are. We've got a great group that we've contracted to work with to help kind of put this together. And we have got our sewer plan out for the unincorporated portion of Davis County that's well underway. That's a 20 plus million dollar project out there that's in the works. We don't have enough money to do it all, so we're doing what we can with it.
There we go.
How's Holiday doing?
Holiday just opened. Yeah, that's right. Thanks. Great opening there. They have been busy. They have been busy.
Good.
So I think it's been a really good thing. It was kind of, it's always hard to see the face change a little bit, right? But it's been a good addition and
great partner there, so.
Good popcorn.
They've got good popcorn, yeah. Yeah, our only issue is that they've got a really, really big propane tank. They want to stick right on the corner.
They did it in ours and we weren't excited either.
So we're kind of starting to work through that. Anyway, that's going through the process. It wasn't on the plans that they had submitted to us. And so when they went to put it in, we said, well, wait, that wasn't there. So they're coming back and going through the process on that to get it all finalized. By the way, it's great.
Standing it up or no?
It stands up. That's what they want. And they've laid the pad for it and the piping's all there. But when they kind of came for the final inspection with it, we said, where is that in the plans? It wasn't anywhere. It was just an oversight, but we're just trying to see if there isn't a better way to have them do that or if it can relocate. I'm not sure we're going to be able to win that fight, but it is what it is.
They're great to work with. They're dialed in.
Good.
Yeah, they know what they're doing, so.
Yeah, apparently this is their 72nd store. They kind of...
They just exploded.
Yep, they just got a process and they just worked through it and know what they're doing.
So. Yeah, they're really good to work with, so.
Good, glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Hey, Mayor Mattson or Nancy, member city updates from Sunset. I'd actually love to hear more about your laser display that Nancy kind of teased last time.
Well, we are going to be doing a laser show instead of fireworks this year because of all the growth that's been taking place, and it's kind of squished our park where we can't do a fireworks display as well as we used to be able to. So this year we are going to be doing a laser show that will have music as well. So we're really excited to see how it's going to be, because I think this will become more and more prevalent as we move, as we get more dense housing and everything, where we're not going to be able to do fireworks, the traditional fireworks, as easy as we used to. So we're excited to see what it looks like. It's going to be kind of a new experience for all of us.
Consideration of the journey. When is...
All right, I'm
going to
stop it, you guys.
Yeah. What is the date of that, Nancy?
Hold on. So sorry, you guys.
Yeah.
Can we meet? Sorry.
Let me get 100% positive for you on that. Our fun days are July 14th and 15th, Friday and Saturday. We'll have a car show and all kinds of other things, activities too. But the fireworks display will be obviously Saturday. The laser show will be Saturday.
Awesome. Is it 10? Is it 9? Like evening, like dark, like usual?
Yeah, like normal at dusk. Set for dusk time is what it's set for.
Dusk. Alright.
Which is usually almost exactly.
And there our central park will be right there too, so.
That'll be awesome there.
It'll be a car show. Because we've lost so much space and it'll be over at 4.
Yeah, makes it small. Awesome, thank you.
And we do have a car show this weekend. Just
Cops
and cars this weekend at Fisher Park. So.
That's fun.
Well, and the money raised for that supports one of our first responders here in the community in a really ugly fight with leukemia. So you know, that money stays local and helps someone right here, right in the middle of it. So 10 to 2, and I'd come early just because apparently there's several car shows on Saturday. So they may, come early before they start rolling out. So. There at Fisher, per usual. Station update, it looks like. That looks familiar.
Yeah. I could just touch on it really quick. We've got some recent pictures. In fact, it's even progress more since then. As you can see, this is the outside curving and coming up to our pad, and that they're getting ready so they can redo the road. And this is actually here in Clearfield City, and this is that section where that ramp will be on the other side. This here, you can see in this picture that the lid is on the dorm area, kitchen, and talking with the contractors today, actually. All the beam sections for the span that go over these bays are coming in on Tuesday. They got to use cranes and stuff to put them in, and so it's has come along really good. It's very exciting and, should I say, very robust. When they said that this station is seismic, it is seismic. This is, every one of these beams, underneath these beams, is where those aggregate piers are that go, what, 15 feet down into the ground? And they're bolted on by what, they're in like 1-inch plates. It's not, you can look at it and actually see if this ground shifts, this building is pretty, I mean, maybe it's not earthquake proof, but it's there to stay. And it's definitely a 50-year building. So, it's really exciting.
Good. We found some fun stuff, though. And we keep finding fun things there.
Yesterday they cut the electrical to Clearfield City and the sprinkler lines.
Well, I wasn't even talking about that.
But you know what? Actually, I'll give you an update on that. They've already...
I talked to Curtis last night. He's like, it's fine. Like, he didn't take dispatch out. Like, we're good.
Fine. But, yeah, we... things
you
like
feel bad, though. Sorry. No, I'm just talking about... So, if you look right here on the right side, I can't remember. I don't think we brought it up last meeting. We call it Stonehenge.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so underneath there, for no apparent reason, how big is this? The slabs under each of those, we thought it'd be
underneath
demo,
Stonehenge,
just knock them down?
Is eight, there's an 8x8x3 foot foundation. It's like ready to build a high rise on.
Yeah, for each of these little
huge
plinths. Wow. But they also found, proximate to that, several rusted out kegs.
Now the kegs were over here.
So oh, okay. So here's my thing. They did some weird stuff over there, but they had a great time doing it 40 years ago.
They did.
I mean, so we're just like, so I mean, if the county, you know, their you know courthouse that they ran out of, they found whiskey downstairs, and we're like in Clearfield, we're like, we'll do kegs.
I was going to say that was their time capsule.
Yeah, but, something.
Mayor, if I'm not mistaken, there was a bar here once, wasn't there?
Yep.
Hunter's Point, my stepdad knew it well.
Anyway, they found two kegs. They're all rusted, and they were buried deep right there. So, and this tree, I believe we've saved. It's stressed. They had to cut. They actually cut into a lot of roots right here. But we've been running our brush truck up there and putting 500 gallons on it, I think we're going to be able to save that tree.
Cool.
In fact, I asked Eric about that the other day because he's pretty sharp when it comes to that stuff.
And they have somewhere to put Christmas lights.
What kind of tree is it?
I think it's a what's that one?
Sycamore. I can't. I'm pretty good at trees, but I don't know if I've looked at it close up. I think
it's a sycamore, because there was a sycamore over here.
There's some trees we don't want, but a sycamore we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. It's pretty cool to see it.
So, when was the old building built? Do we have a date?
1980. Yeah.
Okay.
And just for gee whiz, Roy is engaging in the same architects, and Roy's, that fire station on 1900 was built in 1980.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Farmington's also using them, and Lehigh, and a whole bunch of others, but so they've outgrown.
I wouldn't have put theirs in the same year as ours.
I wouldn't have either.
Yeah.
More
excited.
They're going to build it right where the other one is, or are they going
to... I would assume so. They've got the square footage there.
So speaking of this building, next month for our board meeting, we will not be here. It will be up in Clearfield. So we are going to do a tour of the building, and we should have, you know, I said we've got lids going on it. We'll be able to do a walkthrough with the contractor and actually be out on there, and then we will just do our... We've got a pretty typical but lighter... agenda shaping up, and just slide inside to Clearfield and use one of the conference rooms and do that, so we don't have to drive back here. But it'll be a shorter meeting, but you can walk around and see what's going on up there. And
because when you drive by, it's really, in fact, our firefighters have been doing, I encourage them to.
It doesn't.
You got to have a hard hat, but when you actually go out there and walk out on it, it's 18,000 square feet. It's
as big.
Yeah.
So go walk around with what you've done.
It's sheeted today.
So just heads up.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss the next meeting.
Okay, you're gonna miss the hard hats.
Me too.
Yeah.
And the next meeting.
Me too.
Okay.
So unfortunately, I have two.
Okay.
The next meeting is canceled, so.
Yeah, August we have a buy-in. August.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You have summer break.
That's awesome.
Yeah, now give everybody a chance.
But I feel bad I won't get to watch.
Gary, I would meet with you on the side if you ever want to come.
Yeah, I'd love to. We'll have to arrange that. I apologize and do it separately.
It is. We can do extra. I mean, you guys know anytime you want to come up there.
Well, not before you have
no.
I knew you.
I'm just saying, anytime a couple of you want to go up, I mean, you guys know how this works. I mean, you call them, they'll take you up anytime.
Yeah.
You know the drill.
That's great.
Also, and you'll see, real quick before we adjourn, they, along with this, I cannot remember who I've talked to, so forgive me if this is a repeat. LT will be coming out next. Yeah, and coming and doing. Have a videographer. We have money as part of the promotion that was in this, who will come out and actually do some professional footage of this at a couple of spots along this. We have an amazing social media team that manages the day-to-day, but that way we've got some historical stuff, and then also to share our residents. I mean, because there was a tax increase associated with this and the paramedics, and a little bit of this is what you're paying for, and you know, this is what it serves, and this is how it takes care of our communities, and so that hopefully there's a little more information investing for them, you know, to be able to see and watch this, so that first part of next year when this opens and you have the public open house, that you know they've been following along and ready for it. So we're excited to see that come online as well.
Timeline is still Valentine's, and hopefully you're going to see the roof and everything go on this summer, and actually by fall they're hoping to have landscaping done, so it's just mostly going to be inside. You know,
cool.
By the time the snow falls, I think. So.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Well, last item then is to consider adjourning into a closed session pursuant to 5242051A to discuss the character, professional competence, physical or mental health of an individual, which would be the annual evaluation for the chief.
And Chair, before we do that, you might be wondering why I'm standing. I've got two herniated discs.
Oh, so, my God.
Sorry, my foot's gone completely numb. So.
You are just fine. I didn't know if you were, I'm like...
That drive out, you know, I haven't drove further than Riverdale Road, and I live in North Ogden, so that got me going, too. But just bear with me, okay? But one thing I want to make sure is when we... This motion's a little different than the other motions, so we've got to state the purpose, which you just read, but we've got to say exactly where... that meeting's being held.
Oh, sure.
So that's just required by law. And then in addition, we need two-thirds of a vote to go into a closed session. So.
Awesome. Okay. Then we'll be going into closed session at Station 42 West Point. I don't know our address offhand. I should.
381 North, 3150 West.
Excellent. West Point. Okay.
West Point.
And is that good enough, Andy?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. And that's what do we call this? The chambers?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Chambers?
Did you say Station 42, though?
I meant 41.
Oh,
yeah.
She said 42.
Yeah, 42 is clerical. 41 is West Wing. So we're at Station 41, NDFD headquarters. The address is made by the chief.
381 North, 3150 West, West Point.
In the training room.
Because we'll notice, and we have to say whatever this room is. So.
In our training room. I think that's the closest thing.
Or chambers.
Four chambers.
I think.
I like that. That sounds way cooler.
Yeah.
Four chambers.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's, and you know why they do that is because usually, you know, you'll go off into another room
and do a
session in a lot of the cities, so that's why.
And if anyone, in making that motion, if we could also include in there that we would have a little bit of a break, we just need a little bit of time to grab some stuff over there, so if you'll, you know, that we're going to adjourn out of this and then reconvene and just give us some time, that would be great.
So can I just say that I made
so motion?
You make that, yes. So moved.
I'll phrase it for you, okay? If you want, but we've got a discussion of character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual, and that'll be held here in this conference room, as you just stated.
Okay, to reconvene at 7:10. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and we have a motion before the body with Mayor Vincent. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, so a motion from, again, Mayor Vincent, a second from Gary, and we'll roll call it just to make it fun since we're doing a closed session.
Yes.
And Gary?
Yes.
Her?
Yes.
Mayor?
Hi.
Annette?
Yes.
Howard? Mayor Vincent?
Aye.
Nancy?
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, unanimous vote then to go into that. We will reconvene at 7:10.
Are we open? Should we want to have you guys do a phone call with them up here so it's not...